This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court has ruled that the town of Brookline was wrong to fire firefighter Gerald Alston in 2016. In its ruling yesterday, the court called the town's response to Alston's complaints of racism in the workplace, quote, woefully deficient and insensitive, end quote. The ruling deals with a fight that has been going on in the community for more than a decade. Well, here to tell us about it is WBUR's Simone Rios. Simone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana.
Okay, so I mentioned we've got 10 years into this, back to 2010. Remind us what happened between Gerald Alston and the Brookline Fire Department.
So it all started when a fire lieutenant in Brookline, Paul Pender, left Alston an inadvertent voicemail. That's how it's been characterized. Apparently, the lieutenant was driving and didn't realize the phone was recording him when he used the N-word to refer to another driver. That started a long court battle between Gerald Alston and Brookline and what the town characterizes as troubling behavior on Alston's part. Allegedly, he made various comments about retaliating against firefighters for the way he was treated by his colleagues after coming forward against Pender. The town says he talked about this being the type of situation that causes people to go postal. Of course, that's a reference to a mass shooting. And the town says Alston tested positive for banned substances.
All right. And then what happened?
So Alston filed a complaint with the Mass Commission Against Discrimination. He said the town discriminated against him by promoting Lieutenant Pender and taking other retaliatory actions. Alston also said the town handled the incident differently because of his race. He said he'd been shunned, isolated, and mocked by his fellow firefighters. He was no longer being asked to sing the national anthem at official events, and he wasn't invited to the cookouts and parties attended by fellow firefighters. In 2016, he was fired because the town said he was unfit for duty. But things start looking up for Alston in 2019. That's when the state Civil Service Commission found that the town was wrong in firing him. And that's what yesterday's decision was about, upholding the commission's earlier order to reinstate Alston with back pay.
And I understand that was then appealed to the Supreme Judicial Court. What does the ruling say?
So again, it essentially upheld that previous decision from the Civil Service Commission. That Alston's firing was not warranted, that it was a civil rights violation, and the town appealed it to the Supreme Judicial Court. Here's what Justice Scott Kafker, who presided over the case, wrote in a 49-page decision. He said, the problem with Brookline's argument is that the town has been found responsible by the commission for Alston's unfitness. The town cannot render him unfit and then refuse to rehire or pay him. What this means is that Alston's reinstatement, which actually went into effect 2 years ago, still stands.
Okay, so then I understand you spoke with Alston yesterday. How is he feeling after hearing this decision?
I'd say he was feeling good. It was a victory for him, but there still are remaining questions about where he'll go from here. I asked Alston if he plans on returning to the fire service. He says he feels like he's been banished because his name is well known. He says fire departments across the state know the name Gerald Alston, and that he's essentially banished. So, but I'll say, in spite of that, he still struck an optimistic tone.
Hopefully, with this decision, no other minority firefighter, no other female firefighter, no other firefighter who may feel like they're not a part of this firefighting family will ever have to go through something like this again.
So, Simone, this kind of sounds like an odyssey. I mean, 10 years, or actually more, going on here. Why did this take so long to reach its conclusion?
Yeah, odyssey is a good term for it. But, you know, that's the legal system we have. Appeal after motion after motion after appeal. And there's been several different cases and different venues, some successful for Alston, others successful for the town. And there's still a federal case pending, so it's still not over.
So, Simone, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the Supreme Judicial Court basically said that Brookline created the situation and therefore they couldn't blame Alston for it. As I understand, the select board have fought against accepting the responsibility here. Was that unanimous or were there conflicting views about how to proceed within the town?
Look, this has been a defining issue in Brookline for years now. This has been going on almost 11 years. The town meeting members voted both to stop funding this litigation against Alston and to issue an apology to him. But the select board did vote to appeal all the way to the state Supreme Court. I spoke to one of the supporters of the litigation this morning, board chair Bernard Green. He told me he couldn't comment yet on yesterday's SJC decision, but he said he stood by previous comments he made justifying the appeal.
So just to clarify, Simone, so there's two different bodies going on here. There's a town meeting form of government. There's also a select board. The town meeting basically went one direction. The select board went another direction. And am I understanding that?
That's right. The town meeting is a much larger body. And as I understand, the majority of members were very much supportive of Gerald Alston and asking, why is Brookline continuing to fight this?
Okay, so now you said there's more to come. You said there's still a federal case out there. What's next?
So it's really in the court of the select board. I said before, Alston has been reinstated, and he's been on paid leave for 2 years now. So presumably that won't go on forever. Raul Fernandez is a recently elected select board member who ran on the idea that Brookline should stop fighting Gerald Alston. Let's hear from him.
Not just once or in like one finding or one decision that the town made, but it is repeatedly throughout this saga that the town of Brookline not just denied Gerald Alston justice, but was chiefly responsible for the injustices that occurred to him.
So now Fernandez says he's hoping the upcoming elections result in the kind of leadership that will own up to the town's responsibility over the Alston Odyssey, as you call it.
This is fascinating, and we will continue to follow it with you. That's WBUR's Simone Rios. Simone, thanks for giving us the rundown and for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.